What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Inflation Reduction Act, a centerpiece of 2022 for the Biden administration, now running for re-election, called affectionately in Washington the IRA. The unintended consequences of the Inflation Reduction Act, which has been noted by many commentators on all stripes, is not about inflation. It's about green energy or green policies or the future or subsidies or encouraging the American economy to move to EVs and other renewables away from the fossil fuel-based economy of the past that has led to the consequences of the climate change and pollution, as mentioned. The Inflation Reduction Act right now is in train in the U.S. to subsidize a number of decision makers, including, of course, the building of vast renewable farms of wind and solar. I learned from Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. He writes political economics. In a recent column, Joe identified that the Inflation Reduction Act has unintended consequences in Europe. Our allies, our friends, our partners are now looking at the Inflation Reduction Act and looking at the decisions made by major industries, major companies in Europe, to leave Europe and come to America because of subsidies. And they're surprised, I guess, but at the same time, they're answering with talk about conflict. Joe, a very good evening to you. The Inflation Reduction Act was ballyhooed in this country as the way forward. And I don't remember negative voices in Europe. Is this recent that they've just figured out that the subsidies are so attractive that major companies are moving their plants to America? Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John. Well, European governments have been worried since last year about the Inflation Reduction Act, precisely because they were afraid the very generous subsidies for a lot of green technologies would encourage European and other companies to shift production out of Europe into the U.S. I think what's changed is it is becoming clearer and clearer that that is actually happening, that fear is coming to fruition. And it also is becoming clearer and clearer that the European Union is not going to be able to keep up with American subsidies to remain competitive if they choose to engage on that battlefield. So what's happening is that you've got this growing parade of European companies announcing that they're going to be manufacturing anything from electric vehicles to solar panels and the like in the U.S. And the reason for that is that the green subsidies in the Inflation Reduction Act are very generous, and they are most generous for goods that are produced essentially within North America. And so it makes an increasing sense for companies to try to locate more production for the U.S. market in North America so that they can then benefit from the full or more of the subsidies than they would get if they were still manufacturing in Europe. And so I think that this is going to stoke trade tension the deeper into this we get, and the more it becomes clear that actually the subsidy regime in the Inflation Reduction Act is much more generous even than the $300+ billion number on it would suggest. And so I think that this is going to create a growing problem for Europe as they figure out, you know, what, if anything, they can do about it.
You report that the European Commission has answered with its own Green Deal Industrial Plan, €250 billion. Is that adequate to answer?
Well, see, that highlights the problem, because at first that does seem like a very big number and perhaps not so far off the what is it, $330-ish billion in the Inflation Reduction Act. But the two problems are that first off, that is all the money that the European Union is going to be able to pull together for this. And in fact, to get to that number, they had to repurpose unspent pandemic aid, because otherwise they were finding that a lot of European governments already are pretty cash strapped and are operating relatively high tax economic regimes. So there isn't scope to increase taxes a lot for more green subsidies, and there just isn't the money out there. And in fact, they were not able to implement a plan that would have allowed individual European governments to break some of the EU's fiscal rules in order to borrow and spend more on green purposes. That just was not feasible because so many governments already are so heavily indebted. So I think that from Europe's perspective, their problem is that their capacity to devote any more than this 250 billion euros is going to be very, very limited. Whereas for better or probably worse, I would argue, because the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency, Congress can borrow much larger amounts of dollars to fund this green transition. So basically, Washington can borrow a lot of money to drive Europe out of business in terms of some of these green subsidies. And the U.S. taxpayer will be left with the bill, but we will find out much later than Europe will what those limits are.
You see that Europe has an alternative, which is a contest, a trade war in the old-fashioned parlance. Right now, you identify something that seems illogical. The U.S. is insisting on assembling EVs, if you get credits, EVs in America, which is, I guess, logically, that sounds like a trade violation of the World Trade Organization. But, Joe, I remember in the old days, you take a complaint to the World Trade Organization, count the decades before you get a decision. So is Europe going to go that route?
Well, I think that they do have some options, and we should say right at the outset that one option would be to give up on all of the green policies and subsidies that Europe is doing and say, you know what, we are just not going to play that game anymore. We instead are going to focus on creating an economy that attracts industry because the energy costs are lower and the regulation is lighter, and then have an economy that way. Now, that is not going to happen in the immediate future. So instead, they're going to have to think about what they can do to push back against these U.S. subsidies. And it is true that this kind of subsidy that is tied to locating manufacturing basically within your own country probably does at least partly violate some of America's commitments under world trading rules. And so that could pave the way for a lawsuit at the World Trade Organization. It could pave the way for anti-dumping duties on various European goods, American goods imported into Europe. It could pave the way for retaliatory tariffs on other products. European consumers would be the big loser from that. And it would also put the EU in this anomalous position where they've also just imposed a carbon border tax, which is supposed to impose a new tariff on goods that are imported from China and India that don't fight carbon emissions hard enough. So Europe would find itself in the position where, on the one hand, it's imposing these one kind of tariff on countries whose emissions are too high, while it would also be imposing tariffs on the U.S. in theory, because the argument would be that the U.S. is subsidizing emissions cuts too much.
Following your reporting, the anxiety in Europe before was that polluting or violating industries would run to China and we'd lose the business. Now the concern, following your reporting, is that subsidized industries we want to keep, such as BMW and Volkswagen, will go to North America. Europe is loser in both directions. Now, I understand you can answer by saying, well, we'll fight back with the trade war. You can also take into account that maybe the green, it wasn't such a good idea. Is Europe thinking that way, Joe? That they're not really committed as much as they're posturing, say, at the Paris Agreement in 2015, but when it comes to making money, they're thinking again?
Well, you're definitely starting to see some little glimmers of reality start to intrude on these debates over in Europe, and it's coming because they are realizing that they are starting to push some more manufacturing out of the continent, and the subsidies required for green energy are just going to be so astronomical that they might not be affordable. And then you're also seeing the science on the climate issue starting to shift a little bit, with people increasingly wondering whether the specific temperature goals that are the basis of all of these climate subsidies and net zero policies, whether that actually, you know, whether the science on that is what people thought that it was and whether it still makes sense. But they are so heavily invested in terms of their political capital in the green issue, and have persuaded so many millions of voters to really truly believe in this cause, that it's going to take a long time for that reversal, if it is going to happen, to happen. And so I think that Europe finds itself in this position where it has the urgent, immediate problem of the competitive challenge arising from all of these excessively generous subsidies in the Inflation Reduction Act in the U.S., but also without an easy political off-ramp to just say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't bother with it at all at this point.
Is there any hesitation at the White House or in Congress about this, saying we really didn't mean to do this to Europe, to impel or invite BMW to our shores and not in Germany? Or is there someone saying, oops?
Well, no. I mean, the entire reason that the Inflation Reduction Act got written the way that it did was that lawmakers wanted to create these incentives. So, I mean, the other thing that can improve things a bit from Europe's perspective would be that if American lawmakers come to their senses in terms of the overall cost of the Inflation Reduction Act, and a future Congress says, you know what, this makes zero sense, we never should have done it in the first place, so we're going to withdraw all of these subsidies now, and you'll be left with a lot of European-owned factories in America that will no longer have their reason to be there because the subsidies will have gone away. But at least you will have a less distorted global marketplace and much lower bills for the American taxpayer.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London. We're going to go to the UK's economy next, because a major figure at the Bank of England has made a remark that you would never ordinarily make in the United States about the state of the economy. Something about being poor. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.